November 18th, Wednesday. What will happen if people remain in their scars? My family is ruined. If the above becomes a scar and lingers, big problems will occur. People must quickly come out from that situation. Helping people free themselves from that circumstance is the greatest work in the world. They must discover their value in order to free themselves. Among the pastors whom I know right now, those who are being used by God suffered when they were young. They were impoverished. However, you don't know how valuable those experiences are. In certain aspects, those kinds of experiences are far more valuable than majoring in economics at Harvard University. But the problem is that people become tied down by those scars. However, if they are able to free themselves, they'll discover tremendous works. This is what you must relay. You are the one who remained. No matter what the circumstance, you are the one who remains. From here, you'll discover of very great value. Beginning from failure, those who remain. Isaiah 6:13. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump. Israel was completely destroyed by wars and a nomadic lifestyle. At that time, God gave the covenant to Isaiah. God wasn't merely stating the one who remained, but the one who remains. That statement contained tremendous value, and it was inevitable. God has called you within these unavoidable incidents. Then what must you hold on to within them? Number one, victorious because of. You will be victorious because of inevitable incidents. These aren't just words of comfort to make you feel better. Noah was victorious because of the flood. Joseph and Moses were victorious because of the wicked nation of Egypt. Samuel and David were victorious because of wars. Esther, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego moved the world because of Babylon. Because of the small covenant that you hold on to, God will open the doors to world evangelization. Number two, those who remain. Although you may seem destroyed or ruined, there is a separate God-given covenant prepared for you. It's the covenant of the one who remains because you possess the covenant. Those who held on to this covenant were victorious because of Rome. Children of God simply need to remain within the covenant, because God's works will take place. It won't be a time of waiting. Instead, it will be a time of enjoyment. God has called you as a witness of this. If you hold on to the covenant correctly, your life will be absolutely fulfilled as an answer. Dear God, help me to discover the inevitable value in the conflicts, worries, and difficulties that I face in order to live a victorious life. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.